Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. This is Let's Talk Pella, and we're sitting down with Mike Nardini, Pella City Administrator. So first and foremost, Mike, I'd like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella again.
Evan, once again, thanks for having me here today.
And as usual, Mike is going to fill us in on all the goodies that happened at last night's City Council meeting.
Last night, probably the biggest thing on the agenda, and for your listeners of most concern, or most interest, rather, is the Council approved an engineering contract last night with Garden & Associates in the amount of $33,800. And the engineering contract was for the West First Street reconstruction project. Now, the section of West First Street that I'm referencing to and that we're planning to actually reconstruct is north of Franklin Street and south of Washington Street. And there was a considerable amount of discussion last night on this reconstruction project in twofold. First and foremost, to get down to the dollars and cents of the project, what we're looking at is a project just shy of $323,000. And the reason why it is $323,000 is we have some moving pieces with this. First and foremost, there is a considerable amount of utility work that goes along with this project. We're proposing a new sanitary sewer main to be placed along with this project. In addition, we're also going to be replacing the water main with the street. And as anyone that's driven over this section of the street is aware, there are significant issues with drainage along the street, which has led to an extremely bumpy road and one that certainly from city staff standpoint, we certainly hear the complaints on First Street. So we also have a considerable amount of secondary storm sewer that will be installed with this project along with other drainage improvements as well. From council's perspective, a lot of the debate or a lot of the considerate discussion rather last night focused on whether that street will go back as a brick street or simply a concrete street. And what's being proposed at this time to meet that question head on is to simply list the brick street as an alternate in the bids. So once we seek bids, we'll seek bids for both a concrete street and a brick street as well. In case the listeners are curious, the additional cost to install a brick street on the project usually adds about 25 to 35% on the cost of your project. In this particular case, we think the brick street could cost as much as $25,000 to $50,000. To redo West First Street. The time period that we're looking to start the project will be shortly after tulip time, and hopefully if everything goes well for the project, we should get it done by right around mid-October. So once again, a lot of discussion last night, and it's also important, Evan, to note that the discussion on the Brick Street, just to rehash that a little bit, that will be an item of discussion citywide during the 2013 budget process. And so council was well aware of that the West First Street is one tiny component of the city's Back to Brick program. And that discussion will focus in the 2013 budget process on the Back to Brick program, specifically where are the boundaries of that program and what streets should or should not be in the city's Back to Brick program. And last night during policy and planning, the council discussed the proposed 2013 budget, and to get the listeners up to speed, when we talk about the City of Pella's budget, it should be noted that it is a rather large budget. Our budget in terms of dollars is just under $39 million. And the budget that was presented last night to council encompassed all city operations, ranging from the general fund services that traditionally people are accustomed to when they think of city government, police, fire, parks and rec, library services, street services, all the way through our utility services, water, wastewater, and electric services. So overall, once again, the budget was just under $39 million. What was presented to council last night for 2013, as far as rates are concerned, was for the 11th consecutive year, the city's property tax rate is proposed to remain at $10.20 per thousand. We're also looking at holding the rates steady for both the water and electric utilities as well. However, Evan, we do have some unfortunate news. With the wastewater utility, we will need to be phasing in rate increases of roughly about 13% over the next 18 months. And for the listeners, the reason for the rate increase is back in 2010, the city received a mandate from the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. Specifically, the mandate was to eliminate all known bypasses in our sanitary sewer system. In order to get that done, we had to build a considerable amount of capacity to the system. We're in the throes of those projects right now. But as the projects come on board and the debt service to take those projects comes on board, we will need to increase rates. Overall, the cost of that mandate was just shy of $4 million to the city of Pella. And in order to fully accommodate that or pay for those improvements, we needed to increase rates overall right around 36%. This 13% increase is the second in what we hope is the final phase of the overall rate increase with it. But we're looking at phasing in those rates over the next 18 months. When you break down the rate increase as far as impacts to the property or ratepayers, it adds up to about an additional $4 per month. So when we look at the 2013 budget and we factor in what the typical homeowner will be paying to the city in 2013 as compared to 2012 or our current fiscal year, it adds up to about $50 more in 2013 compared to 2012. And once again, the driving force on that was the city's wastewater rate increase, which is necessary to pay for the DNR mandates. And when we talk about the city's budget, as far as any type of initiatives going forward, as somewhat what's been similar in the past, the catchphrase or the key phrase is infrastructure. There's a considerable amount of infrastructure improvements associated with the 2013 budget. A number of street renovations are planned for 2013. In particular, when we look at big street projects and start talking and planning those, what's being proposed is the initial phase of the Oskaloosa Street repair, which would extend from Prairie Street all the way out to East 16th Street. During the fall of 2013, if council approves the budget, we're looking at beginning the utility work with the construction likely to take place during the summer of 2014. On that particular project. And other projects that may be of interest besides the street projects and DNR mandates, when we swing over to the electric utility, of course, the big emphasis for the city is transitioning over to Missouri River Energy Services. A part of that, as far as capital improvements, are the transmission improvements that we've had to put in place to receive a full requirements power supply contract from Missouri River Energy Services. Those involve two big capital projects. The first is the completion of the Southeast switching station. Overall, it's about $4.3 million budget. We have $500,000 budgeted in 2013 to finish up that project. And the second project that we will be undertaking, hopefully completing during 2013, is the new substation on Clark Street. Once again, another $4 million electrical substation project. We're looking at about $2 million to complete that in 2013, and that project is simply necessary in case the listeners may not be aware of on that particular project, is to move the circuits or the circuits that are currently located in the power plant to the new substation. So once again, those two projects were necessary to transition to Missouri River, Evan. But overall, I want to emphasize to the listeners the budget that we're talking about with 2013 would begin on July 1st, 2012. No increases in property taxes, no increases in electric rates, no increase in water rates. The only increase we're proposing is for the city's wastewater utility, and that is in direct response to the mandates we received from the Iowa Department of Natural Resources.
Excellent. Well, once again, I'd like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella and talking about the things that are going on in the city of Pella.
Now, once again, Evan, thanks for having me today. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Once again, that was Mike Nardini, City Administrator here in Pella, and you're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. Stay tuned. Your Weather Eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.